fellowship. This is as bad as it gets. Like, this is the true us. Like, she's
getting all of it.
Oh, this is it.
Welcome
so
to.
So this is Love.
My name's Aaron.
And my name's Leslie.
And we are starting episode
124.
That's right.
You're supposed to repeat it.
124.
I know. I keep whining like he didn't last time either.
It's been so long, guys.
Since the last episode, it's been.
You did it for 100 minutes.
Take two.
124. We liked what we did.
Our French?
What?
Oui.
I did take French in high school and college, and I remember
nothing.
I took 2 years of it and didn't use it until I moved to Brownsville. Imagine that irony. At her piano recital, there was an exchange student from France.
Another foreign exchange.
Hey, Oscar. Oscar, come here.
Where are you going?
Come here, Oscar.
And you're stretching.
You're not going to get away from this one, son.
No.
Especially not now.
We had so much fun doing our last episode that we thought we would just do another one. Yeah. Like, immediately. So we are here with our friends, and there have been a new addition to our party tonight. We have Jessica. Hi.
Hi.
We have Cherie.
Hello.
We have Anne Elizabeth.
Hi.
We have the dog, Zoe. We'll speak for the dog.
She's still here. Now she's awake. She's still sitting.
We have our son, Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have Oscar's friend, Cadence with a K.
Hi.
Cadence with a K.
I know, it's so cool.
Cadence with a K.
I think, well, you all know what a podcast is, right? Y'all are young.
Young and hip and hip. Do y'all listen to podcasts? No?
No, that's way too much time invested. What are you talking about?
Well, Leslie and I have been doing a podcast since about 2018?
16.
2016. We got married in 2008. I know it's been 12 years. We've been married since 2008, and part of our story is Leslie did not like me at all.
At all.
When we met.
0%. Couldn't stand him.
Leslie.
Oh, I don't think she likes you either. She just looked at you, Oscar.
Well, it's funny because we're married now. Like, it would not be funny if we weren't married. But, she didn't like me at all, right? I was 19 when she remembers meeting me. I was 18 when I met her. And then...
She remembers?
Yeah.
Yes!
Well, he was there, but I didn't I didn't notice him.
I noticed her. I saw her. She's also 7 years older than me.
Her eyes. I love your eyes.
So she wasn't about, like, this little boy, young man who was crazy. In fact... Her and her friends wouldn't even let me hang out with them until I was 20 years old. That's right. I was 19. So for the whole rest of the year, I was just hanging out with other people. When I turned 20, I showed up at their door and I was like, hey, so I'm 20 now. Let's hang out. And then slowly over time, you know, Leslie just started to see the light. It
took a little bit. We were friends for 5 years before we dated.
But then Leslie went out of town on a trip with her friends, and the weirdest thing happened. She missed me.
I
know.
He was just my friend.
I
know. And Kids is like, what?
She bought an iron.
A
dressy thing.
I went to a funeral.
And she needed to iron her clothes. And when she bought the iron, she thought, you know what? Aaron never irons his clothes. He could use this.
He's the kid that showed up at college
and didn't know how to wash his clothes.
I did not know how to wash my clothes when I went to college.
He left the valley and went to Indiana.
For school. I loved it.
Tennis scholarship.
Mm-hmm. This one.
Did not know how to wash clothes.
What? You didn't know you played tennis?
Yes!
Yeah.
Weirdo.
So what did you do?
Well,
this is a good story. It's a good story, Cadence. Listen to what he did.
Okay, so first of all, before I did the thing, our floor's like older person, The resident assistant. My roommate went to talk to him because my side of the room smelled. Because all of my clothes were dirty. And so the resident.
And imagine he played tennis. Yeah. So imagine all the sweaty.
And he sweats a little.
No, she's joking. A lot.
I sweat a lot.
I'm sweating
so all
right
of
now.
This, like,
yes.
He actually is the clothing washer in our house.
Yep.
And so the RA comes to talk to me. He's like, hey, Aaron, so.
You stink.
You smell, and yeah, we need to take care of these things. And so I was like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, sure, yeah. So I went to the Kroger's, which is a grocery store up north in the Whiteland. And
the Kroger's. It doesn't have an
the,
S.
The Kroger's.
And I bought detergent, and I bought some of those. I bought one of those cone things that smells nice. Yeah. And I was like,
Renews
put
it.
A couple of those right. in my room. And, yes.
Did y'all not have room inspection?
No.
Oh, because my college, we had room inspection. So every Thursday night, they would come and check your room.
Not a thing.
And that's because you went to an all-boys school, you would think.
I did. And they were, like, but because it was an all-boys school, they just super chill about everything.
Okay.
Clearly. And so I also bought a basket for my clothes, because they were just in a pile somewhere. So I put my dirty clothes in a basket, and my next door neighbor, who happened to be from Germany and gay, I watched him go to...
That has nothing to do with anything.
No, I watched him go downstairs to the thing. So I went and grabbed my stuff, and I like kind of like at a good distance, I
followed
him.
So he didn't look like a creeper.
And then he was already kind of like doing this stuff. And so I took my clothes out, and I got the detergent ready as if I knew what I was doing. And then I turned to him and was like, hey, so how do you wash clothes? And he taught me how to wash clothes.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So when an exchange student from another country
came to
America to teach Aaron how to wash clothes. Yep.
Did he look at you funny?
He did, but not
but
like...
But he probably thought he was a foreign exchange student.
Because he kind of looks Asian.
Oh, no. You have to see pictures of Aaron as a teenager.
But that's not bad, because the next semester, another guy that was a couple of doors down taught me how to shave.
Oh, you didn't know how to shave?
No.
You didn't have hair?
You what?
Obviously, I have hair.
Yes, he has hair.
But no, I'd never shaved before that. Nor had I ever washed clothes.
Got it.
So you had a beard?
No.
So you didn't have hair?
I did learn a lot in college. I had like the fuzz that you get. Like, I still can't grow a real beard.
You didn't have
like
a picture of him when he was young?
I'm looking for
whoa, the video.
You didn't know how to shave until you were 18?
You did not shave until you were 18?
Correct. Nor did I need
Look, did
to
y'all
shave.
See that little... Y'all could not see that podcast audience. He literally just cut his eyes as if not shaving until you're 18 is acceptable.
It's not like a big deal. I wasn't hairy. Like,
do you shave?
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday.
I only shave like once a week right now.
No, I'm not saying that, but like...
But like, honestly, Aaron didn't have a whole lot of facial hair when I met him. He's always had like baby face. Not. He didn't start to grow hair until he got married.
How old do you think I am?
Well, you just said it.
That is
like 30? Oh, yeah.
31?
34? 36. Oh, so
17?
Close.
I'm about to turn 17.
I'm 30 in
February.
You're 28.
I believe it, Mom.
February 21st.
Oh,
it's coming up.
You remember that one? Don't forget.
You need to write that down. This matters. Mm-hmm.
Don't be cut. What is he?
Did you see it? Not a big
deal.
Does
she know your birthday?
Let me tell you.
I think so.
Yes, the Asian. But there's the Asian.
Listen. Look.
I need to see this.
It is okay to laugh out loud. You can laugh. It is okay. He looks like Bruce Lee.
Did you like your hair? We are currently looking at the video from
this
Christmas.
This has to go.
From Christmas 2008? No, 2009.
So you married him.
Yeah.
That's love right there. She married that. Look.
Yeah, true love.
True love.
And that's what our podcast is called, so this is love.
Yes.
This is already on your So This Is Love feed.
I'll do
it. But it needs to be redone. Like, y'all need to see this. Yes, that needs to be seen.
Zoe, do you love her more now?
I'm sorry. I love
So anyway, it. That's why
did you like
our whole podcast is based on how we met, like our love story.
So from that kind of time where she bought the iron, she kept a journal.
Yeah, I started keeping a journal.
The journal kind of became, it was like her time alone with God, but it also became like a relationship journal where she talked about me and how she felt about me. And
so how did she tell you that she liked you?
She didn't.
I didn't.
She didn't.
So then he told me first.
I told him. Well, we had been going to the same church for a lot of years. Yeah. And so something that had been taught to me and that I had learned about like a godly relationship was that you don't say certain things before you're ready to do the next step, right? So you don't tell a girl that you like her.
She's a seven.
Or that she's a seven. Until you're ready.
He's so stressed, he's doing yoga.
Until you're ready to start a relationship, right? So I didn't tell Leslie I like you or
I have feelings for you
or anything until the night that I asked her to be my girlffriend.
So it was just random.
No.
No, because we were friends.
It was intentional.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time together.
And you asked her out.
Mm-hmm. So I talked to my pastor. I talked to a whole bunch of people, and I was like, "Look, I like Leslie. What do you guys think?" And they're like, "Well, is this in order? Are you okay? Like,
do you have a job?
If you decide to get married, can you provide for her?" And I was like, "Yes, I have a job. She has a job. We're good.
Check, check, check.
Like, I'm in a good space. She's in a good space. Like, we are in like the right area to." Enter into a relationship. So then I took Leslie out for
a smoothie
at
U-Mix. The old U-Mix.
I love U-Mix. And so we walked down to the little fountain.
I love take notes.
And we had a pretty decent conversation because there was stuff that I had dealt with, you know, before in my life that I was like, look, you need to know this about me if you're going to be serious about dating me. And so I told her, and she was just like sucking on her drink.
So I was like, what is that?
Not talking the whole time.
She was nervous.
She didn't know, but she already liked me.
I did like you. At that point.
And
there's so many years of fighting it.
and so then when I was done, I was like, so would you like to be my girlfriend? Like, and take our relationship to the next level and see where this goes. And she was like, oh, yeah. I know.
But she loved him in Blockbuster.
I did.
Well, it was Hollywood Video.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was 2 months later.
No.
Yes.
September. Look, when did you ask me to be your girlfriend?
June.
July, August, September. 3 months later.
There you go.
Not two. 3 months.
3 months later. We were picking up videos at Hollywood Video and...
I hope you were going to see those in the living room.
Huh? See what in the living room?
The videos.
What video?
Yeah, like we were going to watch
them. Oh, we were going to watch them at a friend's house.
At a friend's house.
In a living room.
Yes, in a living room.
Not in a bedroom.
We were never alone together.
Because bedrooms, you don't enter into until you're ready to, you know, you've been married. Like, there's a ring on it.
That's right. Zoe, you
that's right. So we were picking out a video, and Leslie's standing behind me and kind of, like, walks up into my back, and I, like, lean back into her. And I think... I love her. And she, at the same time, thinks that she loves me.
But we didn't tell each other this. I wrote it in my journal that night.
It's very cool. The whole podcast, if you go back and listen, true story, she reads an entry from the podcast. I mean, from her journal. And then they talk about it during the podcast.
Because we didn't talk. So one of the things that we decided when we got into our relationship, or he decided, because I fought it for a little bit.
A long time. She had a real
that we weren't. We were going to do the things... We weren't going to do the things that married people do. Like, we weren't going to tell each other that we loved each other. We weren't going to hug or kiss. We weren't going to hold hands. Until we were sure marriage was coming.
Yeah. And this was based on their previous relationships, too. Because
we had a lot of really bad...
mistakes.
Made a lot of bad mistakes in our own lives. Yeah.
And so, I was, like, real, like... You know, we're going to be a little bit extreme. Like, not everybody should do that, obviously. But also be really intentional in, it's really easy to build up intimacy in physical touch and not intimacy in emotional connection. And that's really what you're looking for in a long relationship, in a relationship that you're going to be in for the rest of your life.
Could you make out with anybody?
You can make out with anybody.
Yeah.
But you can't, like...
You can't connect emotionally with...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I really wanted to do when we were dating. I was like, I want to see if you this is the relationship that's going to go. And so then when at Hollywood Video, when we thought that we loved each other, Leslie was done. She's like, I'm in love. And I, being, what, how old was I, 23?
Yeah.
I was 23, and I was like, but is this love? I've never been in love before. You know, I'm 23 years old. Is that what this feels like? I have no idea. So then for, like, the whole rest of the year, I'm just like, is this love? And I asked other people who were married.
There was no Google.
There was no
Google. Google it.
Did I have Google?
You guys didn't have Google? Like, look, look. 1996, I got my first computer. So, we talked about that last podcast. Like, I really am. I'm in that middle generation. Like, mm-hmm. My parents, I have to explain memes to them. And my kids, I have to explain that literally I was there for the beginning of the, you know.
Yeah.
Right after Al Gore created it.
The internet, the inception. No, what? And I asked other married guys, I was like, so how do you know when you're in love? And they gave me the stupidest answer. They were like, you just know. You just know.
Your heart tells you.
Yeah, I don't know. And I was like, thanks for nothing, guys. And then it was December 17th.
You think all the dates, right?
Because she has everything written down letter just has it all, dates them. If you ever get a letter from her, it's going to have the date.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to have underlined.
Or card.
Yes. Underlined.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kind of like that. A little extra.
Yeah. It was December 17th. My friend and I were Christmas shopping, and I just dropped him off at his house. And I was at the stoplight, like, just getting on to 802 from where he lived. And it was, like, kind of gray and misty and dark at that time of year. And I was sitting at the light waiting, and I thought, I love Leslie. I'm in love. Like, I just knew. Like, there was no, this is why, or anything. Right. Like, it was just.
You just knew.
You just knew. Like,
so the guy was right.
He was right, idiots. Not, you know, like, it was true. And so I called my dad when I got back to my apartment. I was like, Dad, I'm in love.
I'm in love, I'm in love, and I don't care who knows.
And
you know where that's from?
The movie.
What movie? What movie? Movie line. Come on. You're the movie line queen.
What did that come out in?
Wait.
I don't care who knows it.
I have no idea.
Oh. Elf.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I'm saying it's from Elf.
And so my dad's birthday is on Christmas. So a week or two later, we have a surprise birthday party for him. And I tell him, oh, Dad, you know, Leslie and I want to have dinner with you and Mom. And so he's thinking, I'm going to propose. And I'm like, no, Dad, I just told you, like, the other day I'm in love. Like, I don't move that quickly. I'm sorry. But, yeah, and so then we got engaged.
How did you propose?
I proposed.
First of all, he proposed at the same place he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh. Took me back there. Yeah.
No.
Not humid.
Yes and no.
There's a fountain, and I don't know if it's still there. There used to be a fountain behind UMix in that little court area behind it.
Oh, yeah.
So
that
that's
one on 802.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's where he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so we always had a date night schedule because he was going to school and I was working. And so we always had to schedule like a night to see each other because we were so busy.
And so Saturdays at that time at our church, we had Saturday services. We were both singing there. We were playing there. And I have like a... I have like a messenger bag.
A man bag.
It has a purse.
A merch.
He has a boy purse.
And I planned it all out, but I needed a distraction. I needed like a reason to have it with me because it was like, you don't take that into the restaurant. And we went to eat at, what was it called?
Sushi place.
The sushi place.
I don't remember what it's called anymore.
It's not there anymore.
No.
So it doesn't matter. But
I'm sure it's in the journal.
Yeah, we went to eat at the sushi place, and we had been reading the Twilight series together.
Twilight?
I love that movie.
So well, did we.
Then you'll love this.
So the third book was just coming out.
Eclipse.
And in between services, I went to the mall to buy the book because I thought, you know what, like a ring in a box stands out, tends to stand out in your pocket, you know, and somebody's like, what's that? Like, why do you have that in there? So I didn't want to do that. So I was going to put it in the bag. And then, so the next thing was like, well, how do I explain the bag? I'll bring the book and I'll give it to her, you know, and then. So we went to the sushi place, and the waiter was like, what would you like to have? We have all this and this. And then we also have a literal
boatload of sushi.
Of sushi. And it has, like, you know.
All kinds.
It looked like it was a big boat. It literally brought a boat to our table.
And we're like, we'll take the boat.
All kinds of stuff on there.
And so then afterwards, I was like, oh, you know what? I forgot my wallet in the car. Let me go get it. I come back with the bag, and she's like, well, what do you need the bag for? And I was like, well, I have a surprise. You know, I have a surprise for you. And she's like, okay.
Did you know this was coming?
No, absolutely no idea.
That's the point. and so then I was like, well, let's go to the fountain. Oh, no, she brings it up herself.
Yeah, because I was like, hey, I want to go to the fountain before we leave. Because the fountain was like, where he asked me to be his girlfriend.
Because then, like, it's not, like, all obvious I want to go to the fountain. You know,
mm-hmm.
So she's like, can we go to the fountain? I was like, yes, we can go to the fountain. Definitely. So then I
paid for our really expensive dinner.
We thought it was like $30. It was $30 a person.
Yeah.
For the boat.
And for being the age that we were,
yeah, that was
we weren't
expensive.
Getting paid a lot. Like, no. That was a lot of money.
Yeah. So then I give her the book, and she's like, oh, nice and cute, or whatever. And so I put, as I'm grabbing the book, I get the ring, the box in, and put it next to me. So it's, like, right there. And, you know, like we mentioned, we didn't say, I love you. I didn't tell her she was beautiful. Like, none of that.
For 11 months.
Because.
We didn't touch each other or say any of those things to each other.
And we didn't talk about our future. You know, it wasn't like, oh, when we have kids or when we get married. Like, none of that, because like, we wanted to live now. You don't want to build a life that
may or may not happen
until you put a ring on it. You know, like,
well, and biblically, because that whole don't awaken love too soon,
yes.
Because then you're investing in those things.
Yes.
And then when it doesn't happen, then that's when that heartbreak and all
that. And that's when you don't protect their heart.
Right.
Or yours. And then you're just devastated if it ends. You know, so, you know. And so then we were sitting there, and I started to tell her about the Twilight series, right? About how, like, Edward
how
just...
How the characters of the book were similar to us.
Yes, because Leslie's
except
really
that
clumsy.
Except that he wasn't a vampire.
And, like, there were times where, you know, I'm like, I can read your mind. Like, I know what you're thinking. And then I told her, you know, Edward tells Bella, like, she's his life now. Like, he's in love with her. And so I was telling Leslie that. I was like, you're my life now, and I love you. And she's like, I love you too.
But my first thought was like, are you allowed to say that to me?
But I don't care. I'm going to break the rules too. I love you. And then, you know, I get down on one knee and ask her to be my wife. She doesn't even say yes. She takes the ring and she puts it on.
And then I said yes.
And I was like, so...
Yes! So like, if it fits,
yes. You must have quit. No. And so then, yeah, she said yes. And, you know, we...
And now they're married.
And now we're married. Yay! Yeah. And Elizabeth's like, okay, I've heard this like 20 times. I know this story like the back of my hand.
But so in 2016, we went to a conference,
yes.
A food blogger conference, because Lothi has a food blog.
Absolutely.
And they were talking about podcasting, and I was like, you know, I want to do that. I want to get into podcasting, but what are we going to podcast on? And so we were having dinner one night, and I was like, oh, we have your journal, and people always want to hear about things that they don't need to hear about.
Well, because the journal, so the whole point of the journal, I didn't know that would be the point, but I kept the journal through our entire dating relationship. The night that after we got married, we went back to our apartment,
and we did marry people things.
And I gave him
the
journal.
She gave me the journal. the whole book. It's a big book. I wish we had it. And
did you know about it?
No. Okay. No idea whatsoever. Isn't that cool? But she's like, this is for you. It's my wedding gift, right? And I was like, I didn't get you anything. I got you a wedding. I don't know. And so then for the whole, like, month or so.
You read it.
I read it.
He would read it out loud every night before bed. And I would just sit there.
That's so special.
Yeah. It was crazy. It was a great, like, moment for us every night to just, like, go over. And so then.
But we never talked about it because all I ever did was cry.
Yeah.
I would just cry because he was reading my feelings out loud. And so I was just, like, remembering and now being like, and now we're married.
Yeah.
Like, this all happened.
The boy you didn't like.
Right?
At all. At all. I would walk into the office and her door would close.
I don't want to see his face.
Yeah. But so then we're like, well, let's read the journal on the podcast and we'll just talk about it. And so for the first, like,
44 episodes.
Yeah, that's what we did. Leslie would read from her journal entries. And when she was done, I would take notes while she was reading. And then I'd be like, so tell me about this. Why were you thinking this?
And you would get to talk about what was happening for you in that moment.
And where I was and what I was feeling.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And then when we ran out of journal entries, we're like, well, let's just keep podcasting, you know, talk about life and
like
and different things.
And then we started adding friends.
Yeah.
And then we created our own.
And then we created our own podcast.
We have a podcast.
And we also do interviews with people, like married people, or, you know, Cherie was our first interview, and she got to talk about her marriage and all the stuff that happened there. And that's been a really, like, cool connection for us with our friends, and just to be like, you know, let's hear your story. How did you guys...
How you met.
Because the whole idea of the podcast was... So this is love. Like, this is how I knew I fell in love for the first time ever. And so how did that happen for you? And what was that like? And then that's one of our favorite questions to ask in the interview is like, so when did you know you were in love? And how did that feel like? And, you know, what was the atmosphere? Like, you can't tell me the temperature like I can, but, you know, something. But yeah, and then after that, we just, you know, talk about life. Like, the last episode, we talked about COVID.
Yeah.
And stuff that we've been doing.
Life during COVID.
Yeah. And then we took a break. For like a restroom break and to get a drink. I got one of these Topo Chico things and that's what I wanted to talk about.
All that so we could talk about Topo Chico. And so Cadence would know where this all comes from. And Oscar, because I don't know if he knew really.
Yeah, because he doesn't listen to podcasts.
Yeah, because he didn't listen to my podcast. He's not my son. You are my son. You should listen to my podcast. It was sarcasm.
Take back.
But so we couldn't find, like, at first I couldn't find the, like, opener for this. And then
because it's a glass bottle.
The Topo Chico.
I didn't know what that was. I'm sure they have it now.
Zoe.
And they make twist ones now. But this was still, like, the old school, like, you need a can opener. And then the little tiny one that y'all had in the drawer.
Like, it doesn't work.
It wasn't working. So I went out and I put it on the little weight machine thing and I popped the top.
Right.
I don't know where I learned it from, but one time my mom took me and my brothers to Mexico and she bought us drinks and they didn't open it for us. So I went to the cement thing and I popped it off and she looked at me like I was this deviant child. Like, what are you drinking and how do I not know?
In my past life, mom, I was an alcoholic. Because
I must have been like 12 at the time, and you know, you're not supposed to be drinking when you're 12. But she was like, how did you do that? Like, where do you? And I was like, I don't know, mom, I saw it on TV or something.
I saw it on TV.
I just had a memory because at my grandmother's house, she had just like cabinetry, but it had like a handle you pulled.
Oh, yeah.
And so you would pop them
on. That's what we did, yeah.
You would pop them
at my grandma's house.
And then a couple years ago, I was watching Overboard.
Ooh.
I ate the bug.
Well, she does it in Overboard. What's her name?
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn.
Okay.
She does it like when she's living with the family, and I saw her pop it off, and I was like, "That's where I learned it from."
Yeah. You used to watch Overboard.
I watched movies all the time, and Overboard was one of my favorite movies.
Overboard is
awesome. Okay, but I think what you're trying to get to is the top off of your bottle.
That's it.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell about.
No, that's how I had.
No.
No. That's how I got it off.
Never mind.
I was more excited about that than me folding
a cap. I thought his whole thing was...
Oh, no. Then she wanted to show me something else.
Folding a cap?
Like, she literally, with her hands, bent that cap in half.
Mm-hmm. It's all that CrossFit.
Girl, all that CrossFit.
All that CrossFit. Hey,
you could use your ring, too.
Huh?
Yeah, you could use your ring, too.
My ring?
Yeah, you just put it under and you go like that.
Really?
How do you know?
Yeah.
My father.
Not this father.
Not this father. The other father. Yeah, my father. You're dead.
Your pop. Just go like that.
What? Oh, no.
To pop.
To open it?
Yeah, you just put the ring.
Oh, that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds
like it. This one? It does sound like it would hurt.
Put it under. No, it doesn't hurt.
Huh?
It's just leverage.
No, because it's, yeah.
Good physics. To know for next time. That movie's so good.
That's a movie?
Yes, I told you to watch it.
Give me shelter.
Wow, and you didn't?
Nah.
Take notes.
It's emotional.
And it's not a boy show.
It says emotional, is what it's saying.
Yeah, I don't like emotional.
I don't like emotions.
We like showing emotions. Evidently. So yeah, we were getting to the end of our conversation for last week's episode, and we were kind of talking about like mental health and like emotions and stuff during like this whole COVID thing. How depression rates have risen. I was diagnosed with depression in 2018, right?
Mm-hmm.
The end of 2018, and so like for me, I had a couple of moments this last week, 2 weeks, where we went on a date, and we stopped at Hobby Lobby, and our car died.
That's a good place for your car to die.
Right?
Yeah.
In Harlingen. And we called our friends. We're like, hey, we're stranded. We need a jump. And everybody's in Brownsville, right? So I look at Leslie, and I was like, okay, let's, you know, get out of the car. We're going to go eat. And
we're
then
still
we'll
gonna go on a date.
Yeah. So we walked down to Olive Garden.
Across the street.
Yeah.
Yes. That street is busy.
It was, you know, COVID has made traffic less. So we got to skip across the street.
Yeah. But like that whole like from midday to like that point, I felt like my brain was coming on a downward.
Yeah.
You know, like I was feeling lower. Mentally, and then so the car dying, like that didn't help.
Mm-mm.
And then the waitress brought all the food at the same time.
Oh, with the appetizer.
It was the appetizer, my soup, and my food all on the table at the same time. Everything in me wanted to burn the place down.
Did you not know where to start?
No, I don't like that. I like to take my time.
Burning down the place or with the food?
Because I can tell you where to start.
Because I would have started in the kitchen.
That's where the fire is. No, and so, like I said, everything in me wanted to, like, just let her have it. But what came out was, that's not what I wanted, but thank you for the food. And I think she got like the feeling that I wanted to just, you know, be mean. And she's like, well, I put like a 3 minute hold on the food. And I was like, okay, thank you. And she walked away and I looked at Leslie and I was like,
3 minutes.
It takes you 3 minutes to eat a soup? 3 minutes. Okay. Yeah. People eat faster. Right? But then we walked back to the car. We didn't wait like 5 minutes for a friend to show up, and she gave us a jump. And then I was like super up, like laughing like a crazy person and talking. And I looked at Leslie and I was like, you know, like my brain is funny sometimes. And she's like, you need medication, Erin.
I was like, go get a pill or something.
But then, you know, I was telling the guys the next week.
What guys? Your friends.
My friends. That, like, at work, I could feel it's a funny way to describe it, because it's almost like I'm thinking about everything and I'm thinking about nothing at the same time. And so then I have to tell my brain what to think about. Like, okay, there's this, I'm playing this video game and I'm in this spot and I've played it before, so this is the next thing to come up.
You're playing video games while you're at work? No wonder we don't advance with a...
Oh, no. No. This is like when I'm at lunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, this is like when I'm at lunch and I'm trying not to like spiral out like a crazy person. And I'm like, okay, like let me focus my thoughts. But that it's been nice for me to realize and see what that feels like and recognize what that feels like, so I'm not like,
yeah,
a crazy person.
Yeah.
All the time.
Just some of the time.
Just most of the time.
Have you found your trigger?
No. Not really. But it has been nice. Like, sometimes it just happens. Like, it's like a chemical thing. And for the most part, it's like, there's nothing I can do about it. But in those, like, the one I was talking about right now, I can be like, well, I'm going to choose to think about this, and I'm going to focus on
reset.
This. Like, really hard. And sometimes it gets away, but then I'm like, no, I'm thinking about this right now, and that's what we're going to do. And then, you know, like, you get busy with work or something, and that takes over. But, like, not everybody has support like that in general, and then even in the pandemic, where, like, you know, what do you do to help? Like, what do you do to feel better, or what do you do to, like, get that support, right? Which is why I thought the whole, like, the phone hotlines, the depression hotlines have been really cool to see a lot of people getting into. Hi, Doc.
Her name's Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. Gosh.
It was like if you would call Oscar, hey, human. His name's Oscar.
Ooh, Oscar's way more important than
Zoe. Oh, my God.
Zoe,
we did not just say
Zoe, Zoe, get over
he
here,
is
Zoe.
Not a friend.
He is not worth it.
He is not a friend.
Respect.
Good girl.
Respect. Thank you.
But all that to say, Aaron wanted to talk about tonight, like, what are some of the things that we did during, and COVID is still going on, but during, like, quarantine and during that time of really not getting to be with anybody except your immediate family, like, what did you do to kind of keep yourself sane?
Well, I worked, and I got out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
My family stayed here. So I got them so that they could stay sane. Like, they would mop, they would sweep.
They cleaned the house.
Were maids.
And I would get home.
To a clean house.
And that kept you sane.
Yeah. And it was all for the sake of the disinfecting of the house.
Mm-hmm. We called that homeschool life skills.
That's right.
No. Sorry. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Something that we did, especially in the beginning, and then it just kind of, this is before I left for Georgia where my parents had COVID. But like once the lockdown was like March the 19th or whatever, I told all of my kids, and my kid, like I have a 22, a 20, an 18, and then my youngest is 15. So my kids are grown.
Mm-hmm.
But I told them, like, you need to be outside every day.
Yeah.
You need for 10 or 15 minutes, walk around the neighborhood, but get sunshine on you. And, because there's something in, you know, all that connects with me. So I was like, be outside, because it's that isolation thing we talked about in the last episode. That isolation makes us go more and more inward.
Yeah.
And so then we don't even put forth the effort anymore.
Yeah.
So, and my oldest son, it worked. So he was still going, but they were home for a long time too.
By themselves.
Yeah.
Because y'all were gone.
Yeah. And then, so we did the whole focusing on being outside. And then when we went to Georgia, the two youngest, and we went to Georgia, and my parents were sick, we still would leave the house because we didn't have it. But we would go to this track, and there was nobody else there, and we would walk every day.
Yeah.
Getting out of the house, like being outside.
Your daily constitutional.
That kind of daily, because you have to have some kind of rhythm or something.
Yeah.
Because nothing
very
breaks up the monotony. You know?
Yeah.
But, so.
Do you live here now?
Yes. I live here. I've lived in the valley since
she's Mexican now.
2013. Originally, I moved here in 2003.
We've made her Mexican. Yeah. She likes avocado and cilantro. Her like her.
She
favorites.
Can make Mexican rice.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Soup.
She can make sopa.
Yeah, he used to come to my house. And
okay, buddy.
He wouldn't eat white people food.
Yeah, he doesn't eat white people.
But he also
food.
Doesn't eat his mom's.
My
food.
Dad is
so
very
Mexican. Yes, he does. He just doesn't like tomatadas. He doesn't like.
Well,
that's green spaghetti.
Yeah,
you don't like green spaghetti.
Green spaghetti.
Oh my God, I tasted it.
And your mom makes amazing green
it's
spaghetti.
It's so good.
Spaghetti.
How can you even say that
in her presence?
She's
I
a professional.
Eat the whole pan.
She's like a
she
professional
so
green spaghetti
good.
Maker. People pay her for
they
it.
They pay her.
That makes her professional.
Really?
Yes.
It's
delicious.
It's so good.
By the pan.
Why right. don't you try it?
So good.
He hasn't
wait.
Even. He hasn't even. Tasted
wait, this it. Could get fun. Does your mom make green spaghetti?
Yes.
spaghetti. Now, look, you can't be going over to her mama's house and not eating. Imagine.
Rude.
Rude. Oh, we'd rather her not cook. My dad doesn't.
He doesn't like anything?
He doesn't like eating at home.
Oh, okay. Well, and if they have a business, they're probably always...
Yeah, they're always busy. So. Right. Like, so he's rather, always like, out of town. Yeah.
Like, or bring food in.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Very cool. Something I did, well, I went back to school. Right. So I'm back in college after 17 years.
What are you majoring in?
I am, right now I'm working on my associate's in social work. Mm-hmm. And then hopefully after that, transfer to UTRGV to get my bachelor's in social work as well, because I'd like to be a licensed clinical social worker. So that's kind of my plan at this point. But so I started online school. Everything's been online. And then what began as a hobby in making jewelry has become a small business, mm-hmm. which actually paid for school.
The mm-hmm. earrings I was wearing today, she made them. I don't know if you saw them.
Oh, yes, I saw
them. My earrings, she made them.
Oh, I made them. So I make leather jewelry. And so it's really lightweight, but it's really, like, it can be big and fashionable, but it's not heavy on your ears. Mm-hmm. So it turned into a small business for me, and it's been paying for school, which has been cool. And it makes me happy. Yeah. I don't think of it as a job. It's fun.
It's like your hobby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. My hobby that pays me money.
Yeah. Best kind of hobbies.
Yeah. So that's kind of what I did. I continue to do.
This is fun.
Yeah.
My back hurts.
What did you do to stay sane during the pandemic?
Other than clean.
Just watch Netflix.
Just watch Netflix? What was your favorite thing?
Oh, no. I wasted a lot of money.
Yeah?
In what?
Chick-fil-A, Starbucks,
oh gosh, yes.
McDonald's.
You ate all your food?
No, yeah. I made the mistake of giving him a card, my credit card, so that in case he would be hungry, because he's grown and he can go out and get himself right. something, he can just go. It was a very short period of time, though. It was when Oscar left to work, like, for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So in a two-week span.
How much did you eat?
He spent $500.
I was a hungry kid.
Apparently.
On food, Starbucks, McDonald's, and all that stuff. So I took it away from him.
Yeah.
So now he's got my debit card, but he'll be like, Mom, I'm ready to pay. The tap's $20. So I transfer $20.
Nice. Let me just say, when my parents left me at college in Indiana, they didn't get me a credit card, and I didn't have, like, a bank account, but there was a JCPenney's, and they got me a credit card at JCPenney's, so if I need, because I didn't have any clothes for cold weather, you know, going from the valley to...
Or clean clothes.
Or clean clothes,
so I could go buy, like, sweaters and stuff or things that I needed. So I would go to my friends and be like, hey, do you need clothes? I got a JCPenney card. I'll get something. You give me the money. You give me the cash, and I'll buy your clothes.
Just like
you, so then I have money to go out and spend on food and things that I needed.
It's kind of smart.
I know.
That's like really smart. Welcome. I mean, you still didn't know how to do laundry, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, the things I did know how to do, I did them
all. I've been doing my own laundry, like all of it, since I was like 10.
How special you are.
I know.
All of my kids,
my boys started doing their laundry.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So wait, before we do, don't forget, what did you do to stay sane, Aunt Elizabeth, during the pandemic?
Oh.
Or not that it's not still going on, but during our quarantined time.
I went on a lot of walks.
Yeah.
I would just walk my sidewalk. This was like every day.
That's awesome.
Cooked a lot. For the first little bit, because I was like, oh yes, an extended spring break. This is just going to be like 2 weeks and then life will be normal. Because it's just a little thing that's happening.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh yeah, I get to see my friends in a little bit.
Yay! I get to rest and
play. Yeah. That didn't happen.
No.
Yeah. I still haven't fixed my sleep schedule.
Yeah.
I just walked a lot.
That's cool. Got some sunshine.
And- yeah.
Okay. Cool.
So, okay. What do you want to talk about?
What do you want to say about laundry?
A very good friend of mine, her kids do their own laundry. Mm-hmm. And you have your kids that do your own laundry. Yet I cannot do that because I haven't found a way. So I'm like, okay, let's talk about that. Because how do you get them to fill up a load? Because I don't like to wash a little bit. So, like, let's say if Oscar washes his own clothes, it's going to be a little bit. And then mm-hmm. I'm going to wash a little bit. And he's going to wash a little bit of whites, a little bit of jeans, a little bit of color, a little bit of...
No, because here's what's going to happen, sister. He's going to start doing his own laundry and it's going to be all one load.
Yep.
Because, now listen, all of... No, girl, listen. This is... I've already... Look, all of my boys were taught the correct way to do laundry. Mm-hmm. When they were little, you... Darks, yeah. Jeans... Okay. I separate my laundry. And Elizabeth separates her laundry. She's been doing her laundry since she was 9. My boys, every one of them, puts every bit of it in there together.
Jeans, whites.
In there. And here's what's going to happen. They're going to get married. They're going to get married, and their wife's going to be like, oh my gosh, his mother did not even teach him how to do laundry. I had to tell him, don't put that in. I'm like, okay, he's yours, sis. Congratulations.
You get to keep that.
You got that forever. Go ahead, teach him some more things. But no, they all do. But I don't know.
I do jeans and darks together, and then I do like whites together, and then sometimes brights if I have a lot of brights.
But they, I don't know. He has enough clothes that would probably you did like once a week. All of his jeans.
So she still does your laundry.
Look,
even yes,
you're 17.
It's only us two though, and I still don't even fill up a load. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So then if he would do his and I would do mine. And sometimes he does laundry, but I separate the clothes. Mm-hmm. So I'll leave everything separated. I go to work and when I come back, it's all piled here, right? But it's washed.
Well, but see, he still learned how to do laundry. So that's good.
Yeah, he knows how to do it.
No, it's not going to be that kid that asks people.
Right.
You're
not going to. But you know what? Even so, like, I will give him credit in that he's the guy who does laundry at home. He does all of our laundry. He puts the things that can go in the dryer in the dryer. He hangs the things that can't go in the dryer. Like, he knows all of that. So I am so grateful.
Alexia
for that.
And Big Oscar already know what goes in the dryer and what doesn't. Like, they have it down cold. Oscar still doesn't. So what I do for him is I'll put one load of the stuff that has to be hung, and I don't let, I'm like, just leave that alone. All of this goes in the washer and dryer, and that's it. He doesn't. But yeah, I've never been able to do that. Like, get, and I know he knows how to wash, so it's not like I'm,
I guess they do. And my kids don't have I don't think they have a lot of clothes, but Nathan does his once a week, and then Daniel and Elijah share a room, so my kids have a system for everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, so if Daniel starts it, then Elijah has to bring it upstairs, and then they have to do their bedding once a week. They have to strip their bed and do it once a week, but I don't know.
I think as long as he knows how to do it.
As long as you know how to do it.
Mm-hmm. And he knows how to sweep and mop. I was telling her, if you end up staying with my son, just know he knows how to wash tubs, how to clean toilets.
Yes, he does. Don't let him pull no nonsense.
Nothing. He's super good at it.
I'm certified.
We know she's my best friend. She's obsessive compulsive about cleaning, which means he's learned from the best. Mm-hmm. There are no excuses, Oscarito. None.
He's got it. But yeah.
I like cleaning. It's not a bad thing. He
likes cleaning other people's houses.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's really weird. Like, I was at a friend's house, and they weren't home yet, and I went over there because Leslie was having girls over at the place.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go hang out at your place, right? And they're like, yeah, go to the gym, come use a shower, you know, totally fine. And so I'm there, and they're not home, and I was like, well, their trash is super full. Let me take it out. And the dogs need to be walked, so let me walk them, and let me, you know, take care of this other thing that you got over here. And they got me like, oh, my gosh, thank you. And Leslie heard about it, and she's like, he doesn't even do that stuff at our house.
I have to beg for the things to be
good. And I told her, like, it's a weird thing for me because if it's at somebody else's house, like, if it's other people's, I'm all about it. Like, yeah.
Does he take the trash out of your house?
Let me help you. Let me serve you.
No, he always tells one of the college kids to take the trash out.
Because they need to learn.
Aaron sat at my house and cleaned my ceiling fan one time.
Yes.
And Aaron sat at my house.
And fixed my Christmas tree.
Because here's the thing. I don't care. Once it's up.
She's super simple. Like, I love it.
And once it's up, it's up. Like, I'm not fighting with a Christmas tree. I'm not taking stuff off to add. The lights went dead this year. You know what? They were dead. Like, I'm not taking them.
You left them?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean.
She doesn't sweat the
I'm not stressed.
Stuff.
Look, look, I lived through 2014. My husband died. We don't stress about Christmas trees. We don't stress about, you know. But I let Aaron stress about it. So mm-hmm. he comes over, and he literally is, like, panic attacking, like, looking at
because
my tree.
Because a section of the tree had more lights than the other, so yes. he was...
And then he's like, he's, like, under the tree turning it
yes.
He also put up your mini blinds because it was too bright.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And curtain things.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And your stereo system?
Oh, yes. We put up my surround sound.
Well, we spent a lot of time there at that time. So.
I don't know. It just, like, stopped working.
I looked at... We were there for that thing with your...
Yeah, it stopped, like...
And I was like...
And again, it was pandemic, like, mm-hmm. it stopped. I was like, here, that works. It has volume. It has volume. There we go.
But yeah, but if it's at my house, like, I'll do it.
Just, like, you don't want to do it.
No, it's not the same. Like, if I'm doing it for myself, it's for me. And Leslie, since we're married, we're one, so she's me, I'm her. Like, I'm not serving her. Like, that's not how that
he
works.
He doesn't serve me.
Mind.
Cleaning our house is not serving me.
It's not. It isn't.
So your love language...
My love language is acts of service.
My love language is acts of service for other people.
For others. But yeah. What is your love language to receive?
I don't even know. And...
I ask him that all the time.
I believe we have two love languages. Mm-hmm. One that we give and one the one that we receive.
Look, I'm just over here having a fight with you in my head. Because, see, there is no logic to wanting to clean someone else's house but not clean your own. That would hurt my feelings. Mm-hmm.
Well,
it's like an electrician. He goes and fixes everyone's houses,
but he doesn't have lights.
Yeah. But it doesn't, like, bring me joy to clean my house.
I wouldn't care
house.
If you were happy.
It brings me joy to clean somebody else's house or, like, to do their dishes because I'm serving them.
Mom, we have dishes that need to be put away.
You wash them already.
You can put them away.
Okay, I'll do that. That's not a problem at all.
But then this is my ear. Where does this go? Oscar, come here. Where does this go? Oscar, this one. What is this?
Today when we got out of church, I don't know what we were talking about. Oh, we went to have a snack before we came over here.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know what he was saying, but in the car I looked at him and I said, what did I... Because today we talked about loving kindness.
Yeah.
Oh, we talked about... One of the questions that Pastor Bill told us to ask was...
Pastor Kenny
told us to ask was... What do I do that makes you feel loved?
Mm-hmm. Or what can I do to make you feel
something
loved.
Like that? And so I told him, I said, "You haven't asked me today. What? I didn't do it with me."
We were talking about that during lunch. Remember when Dad said that at church? Dad said, "What can I do to make
people
loved?"
I need to talk to Mom.
Well, and Leslie was like, what is it, Aaron? Or you haven't asked me. And when you asked me, I was like, I don't need to ask you. Like, I already know. Like,
okay, well, then tell me all the things.
And so, of course, she has to bring it up on a podcast.
Yeah.
So, Leslie, for the life of her, whenever, like, we're getting ready for bed,
Here comes the water. They know.
She loses the ability to walk.
You guys, if ever Aaron passes away, I'm going to need one of you some water. To come over and give me water every night. And I even tell him, you haven't watered me today. Your only job is to make sure I'm hydrated.
Yeah. So she refuses to get her own water. At night.
She can literally be walking from the kitchen into bed.
And then she'll be like, I'm so thirsty.
And then be like, I'm so thirsty.
Uh-huh.
And she wants him to go get her a cup of water. So it's like a whole married thing.
Marriage.
Yeah. It's beautiful. But yeah, so that's one of the things that makes her feel loved. Rubbing her feet. Like making sure she's... I roll her out right now on her knee.
My leg, yeah.
Putting the dishes away.
I hate doing that.
I don't mind putting the dishes away. I don't like washing them.
I don't like to wash them.
Rather wash them than put them
but
away.
But it's really bad because if I don't wash the dishes, I judge how well they were done.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's unwashed. That's going to go back over there.
So do you wash it?
No.
Oh. Just puts it back.
Don't put mine where they go.
No. But I'll put them away. That's not a big deal. When I cook... When I, like, make breakfast for her on, like, Saturday morning or dinner when she's at school or something like that. I've learned in our marriage that, for birthdays or holidays, she needs a card. The card needs to be written in. It should have the date. Special words should be underlined. Like the words that are written on the card.
By Hallmark.
Like, by Hallmark. Like, somebody else, some random person, made this card. You underline the word, because that means a lot. And then you still write, like, a little thing.
And underline that.
And underline that.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
I'm a lot of work, girl.
And then there should always be chocolate, always be flowers.
Not always flowers.
You precious, beautiful snowflake.
No, because flowers die. In the last couple of years, I've been like, you spent $25 on that bouquet of flowers.
Always chocolate,
just die.
Always flowers, and like a little gift, like a stuff something or, you know, whatever. And so.
Hi, Leslie, you're. Because he's cutie named all five love languages.
I need them all.
She needs them all.
All five.
She needs them all. Yeah, she wants the quality time.
Acts of service.
She wants me to tell her she's beautiful.
Physical touch.
That she looks pretty today.
Words of encouragement.
All of it.
Everything.
And I do it all too. Because I don't know what works for me. I've asked him, how can I show you that I love you? And he's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I do everything, and like sometimes he's not happy. And I'm like,
that's
I already did that.
You know what I think is really, really sweet that I don't think I would ever do it for? I don't think I would do it for Oscar.
Oh.
And not that I don't love him. It's like when we would go to Harlingen, she would go to like McDonald's and get a large drink and take it to him. To his work. He did like that.
I do like that.
You like
that? Was nice.
You feel left with.
Because I've thought about him doing it on Mondays when I don't work and he's working, but I don't know what the rules are.
Bring food to other people.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Because I have thought about that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get some food tomorrow.
A drink, maybe.
A drink.
I do like that. That is nice.
Yeah. I thought that was sweet. I was like, I don't think I would do that. Like, go make the line at McDonald's for a large drink and then go take it to his work and get off. Like, not, hey, I'm outside. Like, she would get off and go take him his drink.
Mm-hmm.
He's thirsty like me. We're thirsty people.
Who, what? What's happening?
Who did that?
Leslie.
Me.
Leslie.
For Aaron.
Every time.
Oh, I thought you said dad.
No, I said I don't think I would do it for your dad.
Oh, me.
We would go to Hobby Lobby when I didn't work. When I was unemployed for 2 years, we would go to Hobby Lobby almost every Monday. So her husband worked in
Harlingen
at office.